ഓം ശാന്തി.
ഓം ശാന്തി.
ദിനേശ് ഭായിജി, ആപ്കാ ഹാർദിക് സ്വാഗത് ഹൈ.
യു വെൽക്കം ബ്രദർ ദിനേശ്, ഹാർട്ടി വെൽക്കം ഇൻ ഗ്യാൻ സരോവർ ഇൻ ദിസ് ഇന്റർവ്യൂ.
വേസേ ബി സബി ഭായി ബഹനെ ദേഖ് ബി രഹേ ഹൈ, ഓൺലൈൻ ബി ഹൈ.
ഓൺലൈൻ ഓൾസോ പീപ്പിൾ ആർ വാച്ചിംഗ് യു ആൻഡ് ലിസ്ണിംഗ്. സോ
മുഝേ ബഹുത് ഖുശി ഹൈ
ക്യോൺകി വി ആർ വെരി ഹാപ്പി.
ആക്ച്വലി ദിനേശ് ഭായി കോ തോ ദേഖ്തേ രഹതേ ഹൈ.
We always see you, Dinesh bhai, but it's the first time that we can talk in depth. So Dinesh bhai, the Bhog and Toli department is your head of, he's the head of the department of, he bought Deepak Gyan in 1990 in Mumbai, where Nalini Didi is there. And Nalini Didi has taken the sustenance from Baba, Brahma Baba. So Dinesh Bhai in Madhuban came in Gyan, in he became dedicated in 1995 in Madhuban. So his story is very wonderful, it's very mysterious. His story is, we will listen from him directly from his own mouth. He is such an example. He is a very incognito soul, and one of the very ananya. Ananya means long lost found kind of a thing. He has left all his wealth and he has come empty handed to Baba. So Baba has, his story is also like Brahma Baba pretty much. So first question that I have to ask you in this context is, because you have left everything and come, how did you come in Gyan? And what is it that you got so pulled by Madhuban? So we'll speak slowly because of the translation.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Good morning.
Good morning, he says.
ज्ञान में आने की तो वंडरफुल बातें हैं.
I have such wonderful stories of coming into ज्ञान. How Baba,
कहां से न मन न चित,
how he selects us, we not neither in the mind and we didn't even come to know how we came into ज्ञान, but Baba wants us to make belongs to him. So there is always some yukti that happens in the drama that he makes us belong to him. So it's 1990 when I, there was one school friend of mine. He went into arts stream, I went into commerce stream, but he was very next to me, living very next to me, his house is next to my house. So he came in Gyan first. He was sharing knowledge every day with me. He was my schoolmate. Yeah.
So, जब मैं exam हमारे नजदीक आ रही थी,
when there was an exam, very close exam we had. I mean, very close to time in the exam. He said after the exams, he was sharing the knowledge on soul, supreme soul, and a lot of other things, 5,000 years, 84 lives, all this theme he used to share on a daily basis. Yes. Okay.
Translation is okay?
Yes. Raise your hands and translation is okay. Yeah, okay.
Louder.
Okay. Yeah, louder.
English needs to be a bit louder.
Okay. Is it okay now? Is it okay? Okay, fine.
तो वो रोज आकर के मुझे ज्ञान सुनाता था और मैं,
so he used to come and share knowledge every day with me and I was getting irritated. Yeah, I was irritated actually, and then all this time soul, supreme soul, and I had this board exam 12th of 12th and I have to study very well.
उसने मुझे, मैं कुछ न कुछ उसको प्रश्न पूछता था.
I used to ask him some questions or the other. He was a new in ज्ञान also. He used to find the answer for that question I used to ask, and he used to come and update me. And this was 6 months that went on like that, question answer, this volleying back and forth. So one day he told me that why don't you just come once to the center, then I will not force you, neither I will share knowledge with you or nothing of that sort. His friend told him. Then he says, good, that let me just go and visit once. I'll come once. Let me finish my exam and then I'll come.
तो जब एग्जाम पूरी हुई हमारी तो नेक्स्ट डे वो आकर के खड़ा हो गया क्योंकि घर के पास ही
रहे. The moment the exam finished, he came just across me and he said, now that you finished the exam, let's go. He said, because we'll go tomorrow instead of today. And next morning also he came at 8:30 to take me to the center. We reached at 9 o'clock in Bombay, in Dombivli center. Ghatkopar, it comes under Nalini Devi, who is basically sustained by Brahma Baba. It was month of August and they went Bhatti. There was all the elderly mothers were sitting because it was a Bhatti day for them, and they were sitting very organized way in the floor and very lined. Since childhood I had, there was ocean. I used to go next to ocean since childhood. He used to think, who has made all this such a big ocean, so much of water, such a big sky, such stars, who has made all this, who has created all this? My thoughts used to run along those lines. So the creator, he thought the creator has to be very big, because all this is so big. Like a person who makes the pot, the clay pot, he himself has to be very big, and then he makes a small globe out. So even the creator of this universe has to be very, very big, because everything is so big here. So I entered the center that time. I experienced peace and happiness. Maybe I get answers to my questions. So across me was Sister Bhagwati. She was very old sister. She left the body 6 years ago. That she was powerful soul, very knowledgeful soul, very yogi soul. I saw the aura of light behind him, like just like in behind the deities, they show that light, like a sun, moon, you know, like moon auras behind. I saw that on her behind. There was just a small gaddi, and I came across. So he went behind the he went behind the seat and see where is the aura of light coming from. I was just going around that. He didn't see any connection of light or bulb. But as I came back, again I saw the same aura, and I was trying to locate that aura. That time one new sister had come to the center. That sister told him that you're disturbing the crowd because matas are sitting. Why don't you come behind here? He says, so he went and sat in the crowd of the mothers and Baba, and they all were seeing, eyes open, and they were seeing Didi. I didn't have so much knowledge of Drishti, how to take vision and how to take the spiritual gaze. That sister as saw me, my whole body got melted. I didn't see in the matas, I was sitting around. I went into a sea of light, and I was like in Paramdham, and Shri Baba was in front of me. My whole body got melted and I could not see anybody around. So Shri Baba was shining bright, and I thought myself as a point of light. So I experienced a state of bodilessness, and I just came to know I'm lightning, and I just had tears in my eyes, in my cheeks, it was rolling down my cheeks. Baba told me, I heard that you have come, my dear child, you have come. He said that we will not see that, but Baba pulled me a lot, Paramdham pulled me a lot. So that brother who brought me, he had to go, so he left. and he came back at 1:30. From 9 o'clock till 1:30, I was in the center. From 9 o'clock in the morning, yeah, he did not disturb, none of them in the center disturbed him, and it was 1 o'clock and they didn't disturb me and those sisters, and that brother was not there, and that brother only came and woke me up at 1 o'clock, means he like jerked me, he says, let's go. So, yeah, such a purity and peace and vibrations I got, all my thoughts receded, all finished. And I wanted to go, I didn't want to talk to anybody, because such a deep experience I had such fullness experience, Baba fooled me a lot, and sister in charge was there, Shakuben was there. Shakuben, all that they were there, Shakuben sister. So Shakuben told that there's a free of cost course here. You want to study that course, you feel free to come here. That sister in charge told her. I was not able to speak that time because I had such a deep experience of Baba. So I went home. I had four sisters and my elder brother. I used to enjoy a lot. I used to do a lot of entertainment and joking. I used to do a lot of mischief at home. And I just went directly into my room. My mother noticed that he has just come directly to the room. So she came to her room. Why are you so quiet today? Why are you so peaceful? What happened today? Why, you fought with somebody? He told him that I don't want to talk about it. Such deep experience I had, I still had that impact on my mind. I used to sleep till night. But next day onwards, I got up at 5 o'clock. I got myself together, took shower and I went to the center. And then I started taking the course. And this is how I became Baba's. This was my first experience, first-hand experience. I had lot more experiences than this. When I used to go to listen to Murli in the center, I never used to go to center, leave without the center. Only if they give me permission to leave the center, I would leave the center. Because I had to take the train of 9:15. In Bombay, it's a very busy place, a crowded place, populated place. It was 9:15 in the center. I had a lot of thoughts in my mind because my train is missed. I thought because that sister did not give her permission because she went away behind. So he asked them, "Is it okay that I leave?" I had a lot of thoughts. The whole day of routine has gone haywire. And that announcement, there was a change. There was an announcement. There's an accident on that 9:15 train. Actually, Baba actually saved me. Baba only holded me in the center for 10 minutes. If I would have been on that train got derailed. Accident took place. So that train, Baba saved him automatically. Because he used to always take permission before he used to leave the center. But that day, sister went inside and he was waiting to take permission. There was a Bhatti's program in one another center. He just started describing about the trains. I took the trolley and I came back. We had to just cross the train barely. There was no bridge that time. The high tension line is there. There was some accident took place there as well. High tension wire got. I was remembering Baba, and that accident took place and that blast took place. All the public ran away and all the police came, and I jumped into another track and somebody pulled me on top of that. And I reached the platform, only then that high tension wire then only fell. So even the tracks got burnt. He is just saying how Baba saved him. such experiences he had. In Bombay, 5 years, did you live at the center at that time? I used to go in the morning, and then after I had a college, I used to go morning and evening to the center. Two Gita Pathshalas I used to run. One is at the next to the train station. A lot of Muslims used to come. Sisters never used to go to the Muslim centers. And I used to read the Murli for them, and I used to come back at 8 o'clock. And very close to my house, there was one more Gita Pathshala. There was also a temple of Shiva. There were 60 students. And I used to reach at 10 o'clock at night. This is a wonder of Baba, that it's such a magic. How did you come to Madhuban and what was your experience? In 1992, I took first chance of Madhuban. That time those who were new in Gyan, they used to give them the chart. Are you doing your Amrit Vela? Are you coming to Murli class? Don't you watch movie outside? Don't you eat outside? I maintained that chart for 2 years. I had a lot of pull that I want to go to Madhuban. I never was getting permission, and my job also was there. In 1992, for the first time I went. The sister told him, you can go to Madhuban. And I was really happy, extremely high I got when I was told that you can go to Madhuban. There was only Pandava one during those days. Om Shanti Bhavan, there is a Rajrishi Hall. I got an accommodation there. All the people from Bombay got an accommodation there. First I went and I took shower and I went to the Tower of Peace. The first experience that I had at Tower of Peace, Baba pulled me to Paramdham. I got into bodilessness stage. I never saw anybody. I was full of love. I was deep in love. And my tears rolled my eyes. I didn't want to go back home. And within 3 years itself, Baba gave me the chance to... 93 also I came. I came in 1994 as well. 95 I dedicated myself. When there was 94 meeting, the center said that would you stay back because there is a service here in Madhuban. In Toli department he lived. In 2 months he did service in the Toli department. And that time Gyan Sarovar was getting built. Third time I did the seva in Madhuban, they dedicated me at the center, at the Madhuban. My Lokik brother, in Bombay there is a political party. He was a member of Shiv Sena party, which was a political party. And he thought that this brother will live. He started be afraid, my brother, that he is going to go and dedicate himself to Baba. He went and instigated my father, stop making him go to the center, otherwise he will go and dedicate. He went and threatened once. He once threatened, my elder brothers threatened that don't take him. So sisters told his brother that it's up to you. You stop him at your house. We cannot tell him not to come here. This is a center, public place. Then his brother told him, look, you have an exam going on. So he started doing yoga a lot. So he told Baba, do whatever you want, please take me away from here. So when finally I had to come to Madhuban, there was a meeting in Madhuban, in his family. He said, I will not give you any property. You had 2 houses in Bombay, and I had a hotel and my family. You will not get anything. If you live here with us, only we'll give you inheritance. Otherwise you will not. Otherwise you have to tell me you have to live married. You stop going to Brahma Kumaris, don't go to the center, stop going to Madhuban. Because I received a nectar of bliss from Baba, I didn't want any of that. So in the meeting, he told his final. I told my meeting finally that I called everybody. He says, I don't want anything. and I went to the center. I was running two Gita Pathshala. I was doing a lot of administration of the center. They used to just come for cutting the ribbon. I was doing all the admin, accounting, stage, a lot of service I used to do in the center. So Nalini Didi, she said that make somebody equal to yourself who will do all the service and then you can surrender yourself to Madhuban. So I did a lot of service in Ghatkopar center. Nalini Didi said that you can live in the garden also. Nalini Devi loved me a lot. There should not be have any difficulty. He should not have any difficulty. I had a lot of intoxication. I didn't have any money at all with me. And as I left the center to go to Madhuban, there was a market in the middle. Then there is a railway station that comes. The one who brought me into Gyan, his younger brother met me on the way. I was there. He met me at the railway station. I did not get a proper leave from this house nor from the center. He didn't even tell. He gave me 300 rupees in their pocket and he said, I'm going to Madhuban. So I didn't even ask him for money. I didn't have any money at all. 80 rupees the ticket was, local ticket. I took that. And when I reached Abu Road, because I did service before, one Babu Bhai who with the truck he came in Abu Road, and he only brought me to Abu, Mount Abu. There was not so many formalities that time. Population was very less of BKs. So anybody used to come and live as Madhuban. So there was accommodation. And then Seva started. I lived in Vishal. So there was a laundry department brother. Baba did all the arrangements for me. Two brothers from laundry department. I have a stock of clothes. We are going to distribute. You check any clothes that you want from this, you can take. So I took, whatever fits me, I took those clothes. And I started doing my service. This is how Madhuban, my journey started in Madhuban. 2 days, 3 days before. If you keep, 2-3 days ago, Baba says, if you keep 5 million and you keep inheritance of unlimited inheritance as versus limited inheritance of 5 million, that's what happened to you. I got so much love from Dadi's love, Dadi Prakashmani. I saw him so much. What was Brahma Baba must be. I never saw Brahma Baba. So I have a question for you. This is the question exactly I was asking. We all have seen the Toli department. Pandabhavan. I have heard that in the Toli department, that's the same place. That place, that was the kitchen of Toli Dadi. Can you show the we'll come to history, Dadi Prakashmani later. Tell us the story of that place. During the Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba, there were very, very few people used to stay. Only 20-30 people were used to come as a party. So the telephone exchange was a kitchen. Till Tower of Peace from the telephone exchange, it was full dining hall. Now there is a store there. The packing counter and where I am doing the service now, that was store. There was important things that were kept, like butter was kept, any particular pickle or just expensive things used to keep there. Where tolis are kept in Pandabhavan, in my room, that was where all the vegetables were kept. So there was that parapet, the vegetables were distributed so that it can be fresh. Now that has become a Toli department. Boli Dadi used to say
साकार ब्रह्मा बाबा अपने कमरे में रहते थे.
बाबा यूज्ड टू लिव इन अ रूम.
समय वहाँ भोग नहीं लगता था जो
बाबा. दैट टाइम द भोग वाज नॉट ऑफर्ड देयर.
भोजन का भोग आदि लगता था तो भोली दादी उसी जगह पर जहाँ पर मैं अभी बैठता हूँ.
वेयर आई सिट भोली दादी यूज्ड टू भोली दादी यूज्ड टू सीट देयर ऑन द लाइक काइंड ऑफ अ फ्लोर. शी यूज्ड टू ऑफर भोग दैट टाइम.
वहाँ पर आज भी जो भी भाई बहने आते हैं
whoever comes there
अच्छी अच्छी अनुभूतियाँ होती
हैं. They share, they experience a lot more. Even Sakar Baba used to come there in that same spot where I live, where I sit, and keeps checking the stock of things that was there. It is a very important place, that location where I, where the Toli department is. All the new kitchen, that time all that was not there. It was only after some time that was built after 1970. It was a very small space, but there are a lot of strong vibrations there to date. So, it pulls, it's a small space but it pulls a lot. It has a lot of magnetic attraction. So from that's where they started the service in a way. Today there are centers all over the world. All the services from this very space, this particular spot, it is so important. Importance of four pilgrimage places is always important, but these spots are also important. When I first experienced Tower of Peace, whatever thought you were making, with selflessness, on automatically they will become successful. All thoughts will automatically become, will materialize. Baba has only given us these four spots, that wherever thought you create, that energy works, that becomes empowered in you and that manifests. So it is important, four very important place. Even there is a praise of four different pilgrimage spots in the India as well, east, west, north, south. So there is a lot of puja happening, there is a lot of offering happening. So in every pilgrimage spot, Baba says, if you have too much of waste thoughts, come to history hall. If there's too many hot thoughts going on, waste thoughts, just go and sit in history hall for 5 minutes also. Your brain gets washed. It has such an important spot. It has a magical place. So if you want to become powerful, come to Tower of Peace. So you feel that, if you feel that as a soul, I'm a weak soul, you want to become powerful, sit in that spot. And I need a power in my mind, come to Tower of Peace. Even to date, the ashes, last ashes are in that Tower of Peace. Automatically that ashes, or the energy automatically becomes in our energy, in our body, in our brain. So if you want to become equal to Baba, you come to Baba's room. It was just the first door which is going inside. That was only one. Now it's extended behind the second door also. But there is translight until the... When you see the translight, today Baba, you also come to know that he is still sitting there. Baba also talks to us. I experienced that in Baba's room. It's like we are talking to each other. The Adis are separate. But I am sharing my experience with you. When Shantivan new was built, there was one fair going on in Shantivan. My in-charge brother said that you have to go down and do service in Shantivan. It was just 6-8 months that I had just come to Madhuban as a dedication. There are so many people coming. How is it possible? How am I going to cope with that? 600-800 people are going to come. So I went to Baba's room. And I told Baba, and I had this particular thought in my mind, I told, yes, I will go down to serve in Shantivan. I do not know how will I be successful, because I don't know anybody around, and so much toli has to be arranged and managed and cooked. I don't know how it's going to happen. Baba told him as an answer that you just have to go and stand there, child. So I went to, when I went to Shantivan, as I stand in the department, they gave me a list. We are making such different tosha and monthal. Do you want more, or this is enough? Now so much you should make. One teacher came, 500 teachers, some mothers and some Kumars came. Do service, all the tollies got automatically made by those, that 100 people, you know. That sister came up to him, automatic the department got streamlined. I got the hands also to make that tolly, and that sister came and she said, till the end of the season, till the end of the that meeting. So Baba automatically does everything. I just have to say it to Baba and automatically things take place. It's a greatness of you Madhuban Nivasis that you people are giving so much value to. You people have maintained the vibrations of Brahma Baba in that space. So we thank you from the bottom of the heart. And he says in Madhuban, we don't have to maintain anybody. Everybody is maintaining as so there's definitely a value and significance for this place. But thank you very much that you people, all brothers, have maintained that vibration of Brahma Baba. You have done a lot of business or administration with Dadi Ji, with Dadi Prakash Mani. Dadi Ji knew the cost of each and every. How did Dadi come? Dadi knew the cost of each and every toli. Can you share some story about it behind this background? Every month Dadi used to meet us, every month Dadi Prakash Mani, and whenever she used to feel like brothers and sisters, we come and share. So Dadi used to come and share how much it cost, how much sugar was used, how much does it cost. So Dadi used to just chat up with us, what is petrol, diesel cost, back and forth, what is the electricity bill. Dadi used to tell us in the morning. We never knew all that. Nowadays we don't come to know, but we cannot ask anybody how much it will cost and all that. But during those days, Dadi used to come and share each and every cost. That is, he used to also share how many tourists come, how many brothers and sisters got Peace Park, that place, how tourists come and how much introduction they got of Baba. Dadi used to share with us all that. How much is the stock store of grains and whatnot. She used to share a lot. Dadi Ji and Ishu Dadi used to stay in the same spot. There was no online transactions. There was a cash payment during those days. So Dadi Prakashmani got the quality checked, and the first sample was shown. And in any temple, first we show the sample to Dadi, so many, one sample, and then Dadi used to say, okay, sell it, you can, what you call, distribute in the class. So Dadi was she used to regulate everything. Every department, every store, Dadi Ji used to go to every department, Dadi Ji, and it was a fortune that in Toli department, in kitchen also was very next to the Toli department, and there was a kitchen of Dadi Gulzar as well. So I used to meet both the Dadis very frequently because Dadi Gulzar's kitchen and as well as Dadi Prakashmani. So first day I was distributing the Toli in Om Shanti Bhavan in 1994. I used to distribute Toli. So Dadi Prakashmani, she came out after sharing the Murli and came to me. That I was distributing besan laddu. I had a colored dress on, and I was a service. I was doing that time. I was not surrendered in 1994, 1995. I surrendered. So Dadi said that you feed me this toli. So my hands started shaking, and Muni Didi was there. Why are you afraid? Muni Didi told him, Dadi, she is telling to feed her, you feed her. So I got some courage and I fed Dadi Ji. At that time, I don't forget to date, I do definitely share this experience. I was like, my feet were not in the earth. I was so happy, so excited that such a big Dadi, I am feeding her. I was packing once in the morning. Dadi holding my hand. She took me to her dining table, and there was a variety. Sandwiches were there. Some different varieties was offered in whatever Dadi's plate it was. She took a small morsel and fed me personally. So somebody else said to him that I will give him separate plate, Dadi. He's saying he's sevadhari, but he's so what happened is Dadi told him he's very thin. I have to feed him myself, and I will make him healthy. And very, very like a mother, she fed me, and she's worried about me, and so much she gave me love. And even if he's a sevadhari, so what? I will feed him. And that brother was telling him, we'll give him plate separately, Dadiji, you eat separately. So much love she gave me. So that's love of first time, that Dadi. So this was a natural every single day. After Mulli class, I used to feed Dadiji. And Dadi used to take me for a breakfast. And Dadi used to call all of us and feed us. Dadiji gave so much love. Dadi was sitting with every department like that, having breakfast with them, and asking, everything okay in your department? Do you need anything? So much care, so much concern, so much, So we need this thing, that thing. So we used to share with Dadi, we need this particular ingredient, we need this particular thing. Her aura was like, her heart was very generous. She never said no, ever. Very broad-minded. Whether somebody is in knowledge or not in knowledge, Dadi was treating them very well. One in the afternoon, I went towards the courtyard. It was little late that day, afternoon lunch. So, in security department, he gave a cordless phone. I gave you the phone, you sit here in the security department. So I was sitting in the courtyard. It was 3 o'clock. And she came out, Dadi came out of her room at 3 o'clock. I helped Dadi come down to the courtyard, and I holded her hand. So the one whose sweeper was in the who was cleaning the floor, it was very cold that time. He was only wearing kurta and pajama. Dadi said, go to Munni Ben and get one shawl and get one sweater. I went to Munni Didi's room. I woke her up because she was sleeping, because it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Dadi wants this particular two things. Then Dadi came out. Go get that shawl and sweater first. I have to give to that brother who is sweeping the floor, because it's important. You can see how much Dadi, she didn't even see that this person is labor. He's nothing to do with, he's not knowledge, he's not in knowledge, and he's just employee here. But she thought that he's getting, he's feeling cold. He's not even a BK. But Baba, her vision was equal for everyone. She used to always ask, how is the food? How, very care and concern. Whatever problem, we used to go to Dadi Prakashmani. It was so busy to meet Dadiji. Something happened. I had to tolerate at one particular situation. I was right in a particular situation, but I was tolerated. I went to Dadiji and told that situation to Dadi. Dadi, this I cannot tolerate. So she said, Dadi said, Dadi holded my hand. Those who have to eat, drink poison know that capacity has to be there. You can tolerate. So Dadi said that I have full faith on you. Whatever you are doing, and Baba gave me gave very powerful drishti. There are 9 days where shaktis are getting worshipped, and that time he saw Baba was, I did not have that power to tolerate, so she was like a 9 Durga. Durga is like a mother, goddess, and they were giving me power. She gave me power. I caught that vision from her. So when I came to Madhuban, I came to know how many powers I lack. So this is like a small, Madhuban is like a big place. Center is a very small place when you're serving. I came to know that there are so many powers lacking. I have to tolerate also. I have to even accommodate. I have to also face all these 8 powers that we have. all those powers, I come to know how much powers I have or not. Baba, Dadi gave me such a drishti, strong drishti during that day. It was very easy for me from that day onwards how to tolerate. Within one vision, Dadi filled me totally. Dadi had trust in me and the faith vision that Dadi gave you. Dadi kind of willed me or transferred in me all that powers. There are so many things that are happening. I have to do more work, also more seva. I never got a thought like that. I used to do extra work and it was become very easy for me. Any person used to go to Dadi ji, Dadi used to give solution right away. Come tomorrow or day after, come over tomorrow. Dadi never used to say that. Dadi used to give solution then and there, at that very point in time. We are getting the sustenance of Bab Dada and we are getting a lot of light and might from Dadis also. Just remind us, what is the importance of toli? What is the secret of this toli? The small pieces of toli. What kind of system is this? Why did they start this toli process? Dadi also used to say there is a lot of importance of toli. Can you share with us in depth? Dadi and toli cannot go ever separated. Can you share something along those lines? So there is a lot of importance in path of devotion. The toli is a Sindhi word. It means holy offering. We used to go and take drishti from Baba. When we stop eating from outside, we take some prasad from the temple, that is all offering that we get from this temple. We don't even eat outside. Baba used to always get this thought in Sakar Brahma Baba that even because they used to get in temples some prasad, some offering, here also we should get something. So we become sweet, our drishti gets changed, our mouth becomes sweetened, so they should get something sweet. That time, so that Baba started this making tolis. So in the beginning, it was the tosa that was offered. That like it's called a bullet. So Baba used to offer bhog. We used to offer bhog to Baba of tosa. Tosa is a small bullet oriented toli. There's a lot of power in that toli. There's so much power in that. It works as a sanjeevani bhuti. It's like a herb, which is a kind of a magical herb. One London mother was there. She used to come earlier, in early days. Now I think she must have left body. And she used to get this toli. There's an Indian sister who's in Gyan. She's not coming in Gyan since 8-10 years. If you give me a small toli box for him, that London mother, and Dinesh Bhai wrote a small blessing on that thing. The sister was not coming in Gyan. And Baba gave him taji. I made that four pieces of toli. Baba wants to see your face from Madhuban. So that small box he sent. So she went to London, this sister, and after 1 week, met that sister who stopped coming to the center. As that mother read that box on the toli, so she started crying. Okay, Baba wants to see me. I also want to meet Baba. And that time only she went to the center and asked Jayanti Ben, that met Didi Jayanti, and this is the meeting. I got a call from Madhuban and I received this. Jayanti Ben is also happy that she has come back. It's after 10 years you are coming. So then Jayanti arranged that thing. When she came to Madhuban, and after she cried a lot when she went to Baba's room, as if Baba is meeting her personally, she bought a lot of chocolates and t-shirts that time. Today also she comes, she brings something or the other. Because of the toli, she got revived, she got rejuvenated. It was like a herb for her. Like in Ramayana, there is this particular herb. When Lakshman got unconscious, so got this medicine and he got rejuvenated again, revived himself again. So there's so much importance of toli. So even in bhakti marga and the path of devotion, they put, they touch their eyes and they put it on their my head. This toli is so much important. So even lot of all your disease also will be free from the diseases. One brother used to come to toli department from Australia. He says, "I'm diabetic. I don't eat toli." I said to him, "This is Baba toli. Your diabetes will be okay if you eat toli." And he took that toli and he ate. And he remembered, in remembrance, he went, he got a checkup and all reports were normal. His diabetes got normal. You said that nothing will happen. My sugar was very high, but look at the reports, they all are normal. I used to eat toli. So much of, with a lot of emotion I eat this, with a lot of feeling I eat this. The love, and I get a lot of love from the Murli, Madhuban, and these three things. Murli, Madhuban and Toli, three things. Trishti also. The Murli is one of them, Toli. These three things they have said in the Murli. Assurity Baba has given that if you will keep getting, and this will heal you. The basis is the feeling, emotion. If you just take it as ordinarily, it just becomes a piece of sweet. So you do it, take it with a lot of emotion and feeling oriented. Even when we take some toli but it's just a means actually, toli, but the main thing is when we meet them, connect with them, the energy gets transferred in us. That is just a means to just connect with them. So you live in Madhuban, Dinesh Bhai. You have met so many dadis. You have kept such, you know so many Dadi Gulzar also. You kept very good relationship with them, with him. Can you share something about Dadi Gulzar? And even any other dadis that you know of? Like Ratan Mohitnami Dadi, Dadi Janki. How did you keep a relationship with him? How you got sustained? Can you share some stories along those lines? So Gulzar Dadi is a very special soul right from the beginning. And it's a fortune that when I came to Pandav Bhavan, within few days, it was a fortune of mine that Dadi Prakashmani, I was serving Dadi Prakashmani, serving the food as a food. So when Dadi Gulzar used to come from Delhi, I also got a chance to serve her as well. And Dadi Janki as well, she used to come from London. I got, all were eating, all Dadis were eating together. So it was my fortune that I used to serve all the Dadis. I was doing service of Dadi, of serving food to them. So Dadi saw in me that he's a perfectionist. He's very clean and neat. They kept me very close to them because he was very neat and clean, organized. So Neelwin used to call him, "So you come, Dadi is coming, so you stay." Till night I used to stay with Dadi. Neelu Devi used to come. Even Neelu Dadi, Neelu when used to come, that she's coming. Her buddhi was, her intellect was so transparent. Nothing she used to absorb of negativity. She was so transparent, such good intellect she had. So once brother was sharing some news to her, that these are the problems happening. So Dadi Gulzar that time, one doctor came from Hyderabad to do checkup of Dadi. So Dadi used to have to get up. So the doctor changed the medicine of Dadi Gulzar. She went to a room, stepped in the room. The brother was still sitting there because he had to share the news to Dadi ji. When he came back, so Dadi told him, "You have to give toli." And he already have shared with him. Dadi said, "Really, he has shared? I don't even remember." Dadi did not even remember that this brother has already shared so much, this brother. So then I repeated to Dadi, "Look, this brother has already shared everything to you." But then she was so transparent, and she forgot also within just 30-40 minutes that this brother was sitting, because he came. When Dadi saw her again, to that brother, she was so pure, so she didn't even remember that just now this brother had shared so many news and his negative stuff or whatever he had in his mind and heart. She had no attachment, nothing. She was totally... I had fed with my own hands to Dadi in her mouth. So anybody... Dadi used to catch the vibrations very fast. Then Dadi never used to eat certain times because they used to get vibrations. Only those that was made in Madhuban, she used to eat that. And vibrations touch Dadi ji, then she never used to say, I don't want to eat this food. Once I went to Lucknow, Mohini Ben, Dadi Gulzar and myself for 12 years ago, there was inauguration of the center. So I was sitting with Dadi ji in the car. So he said that I need some blessings from you, Dadi ji. When you come to Pandav Bhavan, I'm your service sevadhari and I do in kitchen seva. Do you make the toli or do you just pack? She said to me, packing and distribution is mine. Do you still share the toli after the Murli class? That time Dadi Gulzar gave me a blessing. She remembered Sakar Baba after Murli class. So whatever Baba used to give drishti and give toli, so Brahma Baba used to do. So Baba Vidadi Gulzar gave her the blessing that after this you will do that. So this will become your responsibility. So it was a big blessing that after the Murli class, to date, I share outside the Om Shanti Bhavan, I keep getting light and might from Baba. And I get that scene very clear in my head, in my mind, that Baba gave, that Dadi Gulzar gave me this blessing that I will distribute toli just like Sakar Baba used to do. Some also experience after they come after breakfast to me and they come and ask toli, that give me the, share the toli, it's a very special toli. The way it's organized, the way it's packed, the way it's reached to brothers and sisters, that toli has a lot of vibration. Dadi Gulzar, 3 years, it was my fortune that when Dadi was 3 years, three months, whenever toli was required, they used to call me when Dadi Gulzar was sick in Bombay, you know. I used to go and deliver that toli myself. In last 3 years, Dadi never used to speak anything. And with drishti vision, she... And I used to observe that Dadi, 24-7, I used to feel that Baba was in her body. And we used to go in front of Dadi Gulzar, we forget everything. I got such a chance. Whoever was doing service there, he wanted to come to Madhuban. Everybody wants to get pulled to Guru Madhuban. And he came here and I went there. I replaced that brother. There were two nurses and one brother and helped Dadi to just get up and make them sit. It was my fortune that I was of some help that point in time. I was so close to Dadi Gulzar. That time no one was able to meet also Dadi ji when she was sick in Bombay. And I was so close to Dadi ji. So even seniors and brothers used to come, they were waiting outside and I had such a fortune. Now you remember Shiv Baba, this song is, because you have to go to the land of peace, Mukti Dham. Now you have to come to Golden Age, so you are having the fruits of Satyug there. So you are getting the reward of your fruits, of your karmas, so now you remember Shiv Baba. This is auspicious confluence age and Baba has come, Shiv Baba has come again. Then through the mouths of Brahma Baba, he has now shared Gita Gyan once again. Kalyug, Iron Age has come to an end. and huge destruction is just ahead of myself. This is the time of end times for all of us. So Shri Baba has come us to take us back home at the time of our destruction. So keep remembering Shri Baba. Shri Baba, remember Shri Baba. Pandav Sena, this Sena, Pandav Shakti, Shiv Shakti Sena is there. You have to make Maya run away through knowledge of Baba. So now you remember Shri Baba again, because you have to come to golden age. You have to go to the land of liberation, which is Mukti Dham, which is land of peace. So remember Shri Baba. You are getting the result of your own actions. So now you have to come to golden age. You have to come to Satyug. Dinesh bhai, there's one question.
Ek baat ki aapne itne saalon mein chahe Madhuban mein chahe parivar
in so many years and you've seen changes in the family in Madhuban and we also seeing the changes. We never talk about it, but we always see that you're always smiling, you're always cheerful, your eyes are also smiling for that matter. I get the vibration that you are very introverted. What awareness do you keep, or what is your tact that you use? What is the yukti? What is the method that you do? Such changes are on your face. We are able to see this. What kind of focus do you keep? What kind of concentration you have? I'm sure you have a lot of exams and tests. And how do you cross those tests? Just like I said and shared, it was a fortune to be Dadi with Dadi Prakash Mani and with Dadi Gulzar. I got such a fortune. I had asked one Dadi question to Dadi Gulzar. I get a lot of problems even in the world also, and there are always problems and there is no solution. As the Dadis were getting avyakt, as they were becoming angel, any problems we used to just go to Dadi Prakashmani and solutions used to come. Today, who do we go with? I asked Dadi Gulzar this question. Nowadays, Dadis are not there. You just go to the head of your department, and just share with them. So, but I don't get the solution. But Dadi used to find out the solutions right down. Whatever Dadi used to say, that was final. But today, these things don't happen. So there are a lot of questions that are in my mind. What should we do at that time? Baba said, Dadi Gulzar said that go to Baba's room and write down. And write a letter. I go to Baba's room, Dadi, she used to say. And I keep also in front of Dadi, but then also I don't get solution. What do I do then? Then Dadi raised his eyebrows and with the eyes and said, why have you created the yagya? So then I came to know that it is the God who is one who is creator. He himself has come to the yagya. If I have shared with something to Baba, then I should not get a thought, because he is responsible. Any particular losses there, what happens if you have just shared with the owner, who is the owner, and why you have to worry about that? Whatever loss is created, we can stop the law. Don't take law in your own hands. You just share it with the boss and that's it. I had a chit chat with whatever wrong in my mind, it became empty. I mean, my mind became very clear after that. And whatever unclear stuff there was there in my mind, or whatever garbage I had in my head, I auto got cleared when I had a chit-chat with them. I got solution within 2-3 days. I just write down in third day, I get the solution. I just write down on a... Due to body consciousness, we are able to see only things that are across, and that we can do the solution, we can take it. As much as you can do with Sakas, as much as you are dependent on Baba, and you have faith in Baba, automatically it will be good for us, and again, vibrations will become good. And everybody will be, we can give that Sakas to everybody. Then you cannot do 7-day course, only you give drishti to people, that times are coming now. So start practicing that. So whatever things are happening, just become light by just sharing. Don't keep repeating in your mind, this should not happen, that should not happen, this system isn't. By thinking so much, no, our stage becomes down. And your big time of Sangam Yuga also spoils. It gets wasted. And we are spreading wrong vibrations. So as much as possible, just focus on what Baba is saying. And just one support, one Baba, that's it. I trust one and I remember one. This is a yukti, it's also a method. This is a yukti. This is created by Baba, has created this yajna, and we Brahmins are just supporting that yajna. Always keep that in mind and move forward. One more thing I wanted to ask. So many double foreigners come to you. What message do you have for double foreigners? Because time is changing. What is your inspiration for double foreigners? The times are also coming close and we are keep going forward. What is that one thing for progress? For progress for double foreigners. What is your message for us? We all see that time is... There's so many wars going on, small, since Ukraine war, Gaza war, and so many things are happening, changes are happening, automatically things are changing and transformation is taking place. When Dadi Gulzar became Avyakt, that is when she became, I got that thought at that time, that time is very less. Whatever four pilgrimage places Baba has given us, Now double foreigners are coming very less, and Baba is not coming right now. So we can see in the TV, even in downstairs. So I see, so Dadis are only not there, nobody is there, Baba is not coming. There is one song in Hindi, so one who has... Those who are with the Bhus, they live with the beloved, there is automatically rain for him. There is a song in Hindi. So you have to have mercy on yourself. So those who are with Baba, just like that song, automatically Baba, that vibration and that sakash will be on us. Whatever we get, the vibration gets spread in our society. So we have to become full on ourselves. When we are not charged, we are not able to give to the others. So four pilgrimage place is the charging spot for all of us. So you people are not coming these days, double foreigners are not coming. I have lived in Gyan Sarovar, it has a speciality, there is a lot of silence here, there is no worldly atmosphere here, the yoga is very powerful, Shantivan has its own importance, but Pandav Bhavan has these four places which are most important, most powerful of Brahma Baba's, where he himself did the action. So when Shantivan was getting constructed, go to 1 week and look at the construction. So I was there for 1 week, but they told me that I stayed there for 4 months, and after 4 months I came back, took the luggage and I came back to Pandav Bhavan. I was having breakfast with Dadiji. That Dadi said that you are taking care of the Shantivan very well. Whatever you Bombay and Shantivan is exactly the same. I just have come here for tapasya. And tapasya can be done in Pandavan. I'll go to Bombay. Bombay and Shantivan is the same. But he was joking with Dadi that Bombay and Shantivan are same. I'd rather be in Bombay than to be in Shantivan. Actually, I wanted to be in this place. Because Dadiji was inspiring him to go to Shantivan. He says, I want to be in Pandavan only. That attraction that I had of Pandavan. Whatever experience I had, I was sharing with you in Tower of Peace and in the tower, in the cottage of Baba, in the Baba's hut. I don't get that experience anywhere. You have to definitely come. It's a request that all you don't get a spot to live in Pandav Bhavan, but you must come to Madhuban. This is a charging spot, all the four. How will you become charged? So even though you are living in Gyan Sarovar, it's fine, but at least you come there. Baba vibrations of the Dadi, Mamma and Bab Dada, Pandav Bhavan, to date. I feel after Amrit Vela in Shantivan, in Amrit Vela, I see Brahma Baba all the time and giving me drishti, giving vision. Even in Murli class, I feel Bab Dada is sharing and narrating the Murli. That feelings, that energy, it's in the walls, it's in the atmosphere, this is in the total is there. So I request you, especially double foreigners, that you definitely should come once or twice to Madhuban. Bab Dada is with us. And he's always with us and he always be combined with us. So he has not lived, he has not left us. Dadi Prakashmani was sharing in, when she was passing the Toli department, when she came back and she spoke to us, we were talking that time. So she said, and Dadi just highlighted to them that Baba, I just saw Brahma Baba behind both of you. We were chatting away amongst ourselves. So Dadiji said back, and she came back and said, I saw Brahma Baba behind you. So such great message is always there. Brahma Baba is always with us. But Dadi used to go anywhere. She used to take leave from Brahma Baba's room. And she came back and said that this is a service that's going to take place. And the same, when she used to come back from that service, some year he mentioned, Dadi said, Dadi Prakashmani had to go to Bhopal. That's one place, Bhopal. So Dadi took leave. Dadi had left and the luggage was already there in Shantivan. Only Dadi had to travel. The luggage already reached Shantivan. When Dadi went to Dadi's room and Dadiji and that she got a very clear message that Dadi, Baba is told me not to go. When she wanted to take a leave, and Mohini Ben, luggage is also down, the train is going to come, how come Dadi is saying this? So she said that Dadi, Baba has told no, he has not given leave, we can't go to Bhopal anymore. And we have been, and there was such a big program in Bhopal, and after 2 days, there was a big news that there is a big leak of Bhopal. And everybody comes to know that Dadi got that touching. So whatever Baba tells Dadiji, there is some secret, there is always some reason. Baba was so connected with Dadiji. And she did not get the leave. So when Dadi was able to talk so easily and clearly with Dadiji, Baba used to do touching. And Baba used to communicate. Also we can do the same thing. So this was a small experience. We used to pack dry fruits. We used to do it one night itself. So we were 7-8 people. We used to make small packets of Dadi. Even during Shivratri. Those who know that in 18th January and that dry fruits we get. So Dadi used to distribute that. So we were packing that thing. It was 2 o'clock. All the packers, they packed. We are going to become fresh. We are going to go for freshness and we come back. So he said, okay. Since evening we start packing. I was remembering Baba a lot. Why is it that I don't get experience? I got very emotional that time as I was filling that dry fruits and I felt that Baba in the form of angel, like a light, I get goosebumps as I speak to you. Baba was, and he's giving me each packet I'm packing. So that feeling I had, the people who had to go and said, I want to become fresh, they never came back. But Baba is with us all the time. Don't think Baba is not here, Baba Madhuvan is not coming at the home, at my own home I will do the meditation. No, it's not like that. You have to come. So when you are going to school and college, you exactly go to university. Can you land up giving the exam? Otherwise, you can't give the exam. So this is a place. All our weaknesses will come out. Only we come to Madhuban, and this is a place. So we have to become clear connection. As much as we are transparent, we are clear with Baba. And we will stay in the four spots, these four pilgrimage places, that much soul will become pure. This is like having mercy on yourself. With the same feeling that I come here, Baba fills us. Time is over now, but you have a lot of stories, Dinesh Bhai, and you are full of treasures of stories, and I can keep listening and keep listening. There are so many things there that touch my heart. You are so incognito. And so, you are so with cleanliness, with truth, with so much of humbleness, you are doing the task. And you are revealing Baba in your own actions. So such vibration, such powerful vibrations in Vatavara, in the atmosphere should be maintained. You are really an example. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Shanti. I brought Toli as well. Those who are online, we are getting them virtual Toli. No, he is.